Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text your neighbor, Tivo, and tweet him. Hit him up on Facebook and let him know that there's a word from the Lord on today. You know, sometimes all it takes is just one word, and it'll set you free. Good God Almighty. That's what we want to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to thank all my listeners, whether you're calling in by phone or whether you're listening on the web. This is the day that the Lord has made. And I hope everyone woke up this morning and rejoiced. Amen. Glory to God. Well, we're going to go ahead and get into our service on today. First of all, I'm going to go ahead and do our announcement. I want you to keep these announcements in mind because, you know, each and every time we come on with a word from the Lord, glory to God. You know, and like I said, all it takes is sometimes just one word and it'll set you on high. It'll set you free. Everything you went through during the week and everything you might think about going through, that one word would just make everything all right. So we're going to go ahead and get into our announcements. I want to make sure that you listen in to Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. Her show comes on every Saturday at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And if you missed it, you missed a treat. Elder walked the dog. She walked him up and down the aisle, brought him back, and made him sit out and behave. Good God Almighty, I'm telling you, you missed it, you missed a treat. But you can also go back and hear it on demand. You know, God is good, and he brings forth his word through his people. Hallelujah. Even through songs, and even when they're speaking, and even other things. I know he does with me a lot of times with songs. Because sometimes you can hear a song, but you don't really listen at its meaning. And you go back and you hear it, he'll send me back and say, okay, listen at this. Listen to what it's saying, actually saying. Sometimes you like it because it's upbeat, upscale, and you know, you don't even know what the words are saying. But when Elder comes forth with those songs, it touches my heart, and it should touch yours too. But if it didn't, go back and listen to them. It will. Glory to God. So we move on down to Sunday. We're called the Hour of Power. I am the first hour power, Prophetess Martha Williams. The show comes on every Sunday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And next, you will have Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show will come on A Voice of Two Worldwide Ministries. It will come on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. So don't forget to show Minister Elaine some love. It is an awesome, awesome show. She preaches the word of God. She will tell you the word of God. She will give you a word that will move your spirit. Glory to God. So don't forget. I'm going to give you a 30-minute break, and then the next voice you will hear will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Amen. And if you move on up on Tuesday night, we have the Power Impact Team. Glory to God. Hallelujah. One word from the Lord. It will be Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Hallelujah. The show comes on every Tuesday at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. And if you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, I want you to hook up with them on Facebook. You can inbox them on Facebook. It'll be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Inbox them and tell them what the need may be. They will get back with you personally. They will go ahead and they will send you a message, hallelujah, and ask you, can they call you? Hey, be ready, because they will reach out and touch you. Hallelujah, glory to God. And I want to encourage you to partner. And in partnering with us, you receive many, 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 many perks. all the way from Monday, all the way down through Sunday, and it starts back over again. You know, God is good, and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. And if you come to these shows and to listen, amen, tell a neighbor, tell a friend, you know, come and listen and hear the word of God. Hallelujah. You know, he gives many meanings to his word, but when it all comes together, it is the same word. It's just how he gives it in parts to different people. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes they say, well, you know, I've never heard it preached like that before. When you study and you study and you go before the Lord, you know, he's not going to give it all to that one person. He's going to use many, multiple ones, and he's going to turn it around, flip it upside down, and give you what you need. So I encourage you to listen and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Now, I'm going to open up my line for prayer. If you desire prayer at this time, if you would press the 1, I will bring you in. You don't have to tell me your name, but I want you to tell me where you're calling from, because we want to know what part of the world we're reaching. He is good. So if you desire prayer, go ahead and press the 1, and I will bring you in for prayer. Let me see if anyone has pressed the 1. No one has pressed the 1, so guess what? We're going to go on down the road with Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you for this glorious day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in it. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for everyone under the sound of my voice, that they hear your voice speaking through your servant, oh Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, because we know you're an awesome God. We know, Lord God, that everything that we need is in you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we just give you thanks. We give you the glory. We give you honor. We praise your holy name on high. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that there's a release in the atmosphere for all those who have been bound down, Lord God, with trials and troubles and tribulations in the name of Jesus. Because, Lord, we know, Lord God, that nothing catches you by surprise. It's not that you're unaware. You're aware of everything that's going on, everything that they go through, Lord God, everything that's bothering them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, you're the Prince of Peace. You can give them peace through every situation. So, Father, we just thank you that you are the Prince of Peace, and you can give them peace wherever they may need it, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for the strength of your people, Lord God, during these times, Lord God, of uncertainty, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord. We pray, Lord God, for those who have lost jobs, Lord, those who have lost loved ones. We know, Lord God, that we serve an awesome God. We serve the Prince of Peace. It's nothing that you won't do, Lord God. Oh, my God. For those, Lord God, who are in Christ, we know, Lord, that you're there and you're there all the time. You have not left us, Lord God. It's man that have turned his back on you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, we call them back right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. We ask you to strengthen them, Lord God. Strengthen the ministry in them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen them, Lord God, where they're weak. Build them up where they're torn down in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my God. We know, Lord God, you can do all things, Lord God. You can do anything but fail, because you are an on-time God, and that's who we serve, in the name of Jesus. You're calling man back to their rightful place in you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God, because some have strayed away, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and you're calling all the backsliders back. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we say, Satan, take your hand off them right now in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we give you the glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. You know, he's married to the backslider. So you come on back in. Hallelujah. Whatever pulled you away from the Lord, it's okay. Come on back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. His door is always open. Hallelujah. His door is never closed. Oh, my God. So come on back to him right now in the name of Jesus and begin to serve him. Hallelujah, glory to God, because we serve an awesome God. Oh, my God. You know, you may not know where your next meal coming from, but we serve an awesome God, because all the cattle on a thousand hills belong to him. It's his to give out. He'll give you beef, hallelujah. He'll give you fish. He'll give you chicken. He'll give you whatever you need to survive. He has not forgotten you, hallelujah, glory to God. Although you have went through, oh, my God, it's okay, hallelujah. It was just a trying of your faith. You know, sometimes you get tested in areas you didn't even think that you would be tested in. But good God Almighty, what an awesome God we serve. He's right there in the midst of every test. He's in the midst of every storm. Long as you're going through and you don't stop and give up, you continue to believe, you continue to pray, you continue to seek him just like you did, hallelujah. Even in the morning time, in the wee hours of the day, good God Almighty, and let him know, Lord, I still trust you, Lord. I'm still going to walk with you. Regardless of what they're doing, hallelujah, regardless of how they think they feel about me, I'm still going to walk with you, Lord God. I'm going to hold on to your unchanging hand, Lord, because I know you're going to see me through whatever it is I got to go through to get to the other side, because it's just a making, Lord God. You're making me and you're molding me to be more stronger. Good God Almighty, in you, Lord. So, Father God, I'm going to hold on with all unchanging hands, Lord God. And I know you will see me through in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, we know we serve a God. Hallelujah. My God. If you don't know this man, Jesus, you need to get to know him. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead on. I'm being led to go ahead on and pray the prayer of salvation. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Lord. Father God, forgive me, for I have sinned and fell short of your glory. So, Father God, I repent of every thought that I had that's not like you and everything that I've done, Lord God. Oh, my God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, Lord, we pray. Amen. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed, born believer. Hallelujah. Can't nobody take it away. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. You can give it away, but can't nobody take it away from you. Glory to God. Amen. Let's go ahead now, and we're going to get into our message on today. If you would, turn with me to 2 Samuel chapter 9. 2 Samuel chapter 9. The title of my message on today is God Will Bring You Out. You know, I like this song Shirley Caesar used to sing, and she was saying, God will bring you out. Yes, he will. You know, he will bring you out. It's not what you look at what it looked like, but look at who made what it looks like. Glory to God. You got to look at him. You know, we take our eyes off the prize. Hallelujah. Our prize is Jesus Christ. We don't worry about all that other stuff that's going on. If you keep your eyes focused on him, he will bring you out. Let's get into our message on today. I'm going to give you a little bit of background. As we know, you know, we're going to be talking about David and Saul. You know, David became a part of Saul's family. You know, Saul and Jonathan, hallelujah. You know, Jonathan loved David. Him and David became friends. You know, David slayed the giant. Yes, he did. He was about 15 whenever he killed the giant. My God. So after he did all that and, you know, he was a part of Saul's family and him and Jonathan was friends, and they started to sing this song saying, you know, Saul killed 1,000, but David killed 10,000. You know, understand what they were doing. They were really just starting a fire. That's what they really were doing. They were singing that song because David killed that giant. He slayed him. Hallelujah. But through the strength of God, that's the only way that you're going to slay your giants is through God's strength. So you got to learn how to hold on. Hallelujah. My God. I'm going to stop for just a second. Someone who's not living right, hallelujah, you know, you've been confused, hallelujah, whether, hallelujah, you should serve God or serve man or serve woman and woman, hallelujah. I'm going to put it like that, and man. But understand, God made woman and man, not man and man, hallelujah. So we bind that confusion in your mind on today in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. You are a woman, hallelujah, glory to God. So understand, that's not God, that's the devil. He's trying to pull you in that direction and hold you there, hallelujah. He's bringing you out of Lodabar, glory to God. And that's a place, a dry place where there's no communication. Nobody's really talking about the true God. So he's going to bring you out of that place, hallelujah. And don't turn around and go back, because there's going to be some bad repercussions if you go back in that place. No, he didn't do that. He didn't put man and man together or woman and woman. He put woman and man together. Glory to God. That's a spirit on you. So we bind that spirit in the name of Jesus. We call it out on today. Oh, my God. So you come on in and serve God. Hit me up on Facebook so we can talk and I can pray with you even the more and help you. Glory to God. I'm going to go on with my message now. Hallelujah. So David did slay the giant, and he was talking about, you know, how Saul slayed 1,000, David slayed 10,000. So, you know, after all that, Saul was a little upset. Now, have you ever been, you know, in a neighborhood, you know, where sometimes kids get to playing and, you know, somebody come up and they'll fake something and they say, oh, you're going to take that to my, if I were you, I'll do this to him and I'll do that. Think about it. Glory to God. So that's one of them type situations where Saul was getting upset because of what they were saying. It wasn't so much that he killed the giant, but what he was upset about was what they were talking about. And it made him upset, and he threw a javelin trying to kill David, but he missed him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you see, Jonathan loved him. He was his friend. Regardless of what Saul and David had going on, Jonathan didn't take part in it. He helped David. Remember? Yes, he did. He helped him out. Glory to God. So after all that, Jonathan and Saul, they went to battle and they were killed. Hallelujah. But you know, when David heard it, it saddened him. He said, you know, I'm going to show kindness to anyone of your family. But now understand, he could have turned against him, right? Because his dad tried to kill him. So he could have turned against him, but he didn't. He held his composure. So remember, sometimes you got to hold your composure. You can't blame everybody for somebody else's mistakes. You know, just because the mom didn't do right, the dad didn't do right, one sister didn't do right, the brother didn't do right, or the uncle took my money and they got all my honey and all that different stuff. You got to remember, they didn't do it. Hallelujah. That person that you were connected to, they didn't do it. Hallelujah. That was somebody in that family. So you see, he didn't take it to heart. He didn't. He didn't take it to heart. So we're going to go on and start reading on verse 1. Chapter 9, and David said, is there yet any that is left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake? See, David was asking, was there anybody left in Saul's family? See, he was keeping a promise. You know, isn't it something when you promise somebody something, you've got to keep those promises. If you got to break them, then here's what you do. You need to call that person and tell them why. Hallelujah. So look, I can't do this right now, but I'll do it on the next day. Or if you don't, let me get you somebody that will help you, and they'll help you to do what you need being done. So, you know, you got to remember, you can't just break promises to people. Just don't do it. Don't call them. Don't say nothing and nothing and nothing. That is not the way it is. People do not have integrity anymore, to tell you the truth. A lot of times they don't have integrity to call them up and say, well, you know what, I was going to bake you that cake, but you know what, I got in such a hurry and everything was going on and I just really didn't have time, but I will get to you later. They don't do that no more. They just go ahead and not call, and then when they call them, they ID them, okay. They ID them. Oh, I know what they want. They ID them, call ID them, glory to God, and even block them out. That's not the way to do it. See right here? He knew he was going to show kindness to Jonathan because Jonathan helped him out with this situation, and that was Jonathan's dad. Let's move on to verse 2. And there was of the house of Saul a servant whose name was Ziba, and when they had called him unto David, and the king said unto him, art thou Ziba? And he said, thy servant is he. See, he was Saul's servant. Ziba was Saul's servant, so he knew if anybody was alive in the family of Saul. And the king said, is there not yet any of the house of Saul that I may show the kindness of God unto him? And Ziba said unto the king, Jonathan hath yet a son, which is lame on his feet. Now here, right here, this is Jonathan's son. He was saying he was lame on his feet, because what happened was the lady that was nursing him, his nurse, there was a battle going on, and she had to hurry up and flee from that place. So she picked him up, and she ran with him. And when she ran, she dropped him. Oh, my God, she dropped him. Hallelujah. He was about 5 when his dad and his granddaddy, Saul, was his granddaddy. Glory to God. And Jonathan was his dad. Okay, we'll clear that up. Glory to God. And she dropped him. And what happened, he was saying he was lame on his feet. That means his bones didn't heal good. They didn't heal well. You know, back then, think about it. They didn't have all this that they have now and all, you know, podiatrists and all these different people and x-rays and all those different things to see and, you know, braces and all that to put on their legs to see if they can get them to straighten up and fly right and heal so they can walk right. So they didn't have all that. Hallelujah. And that's what he was saying. He was saying he's lame on his feet. So he was crippled for life. Hallelujah. Let's move on down to verse 4. And the king said unto him, where is he? And Ziba said unto the king, behold, he is in the house of Michal, the son of Ammon, in Lodabar. And what does Lodabar mean? I looked it up. I had to search it. I had to find out what it means. It means no pasture, no communication, no word. There wasn't no animals feeding in the pasture. They didn't have none of that. Nobody was really talking about Jesus, hallelujah. They were just down there. He was in that place. And the reason he went and got in that place, because he was hiding, really, he was hiding from David. The reason that what happened when David took over king, then he hid from him because what happens? Anybody of the household of the first king, they can kill him and go ahead and take him out. So there won't be any, you know, so there won't be any repercussions. They're saying, okay, I should be king, causing any trouble because there was a new king. So they could go ahead and just take him out. So he went and he hid because he couldn't do nothing, but nothing he could do. So he went and hid down there in Lodabar. That's where it wasn't nothing feed, no animal wasn't feed, no plants wasn't growing, no butterflies wasn't flying, none of that. When no cows on no hill or nothing, they were just making it. Glory to God. Let's move on to verse 5. Then King David sent and fetched him out of the house of Michal, the son of Ammon, from Lodabar. He said, go get it. I want you to go and get him. Go down there in Lodabar and get it. Glory to God. You know what? This knock right here, when this knock at the door, you'll see what I mean. It's going to change his life. Can you imagine Jonathan, Jonathan's son getting ready to go ahead and receive everything that, you know, he lost and hallelujah, he may not have his feet, he may not can walk, they might have to help him up or he propping on some sticks, you know, and going across wherever he had to go. Can you imagine, hallelujah, this knock is going to change his life, you know. God will get you out of a place. If you're in that place called Lodabar where no words, hallelujah, no communication, ah, my God, no pasture where nothing is feeding, you ain't getting no word, then I'm going to tell you what you need to do. You need to put your one finger up, the church finger, and you need to keep it moving over to God because you need the word of God so it can get in you and it can help you wherever you got to go and whatever you got to do. It can help you. It'll strengthen you. It'll let you know, hallelujah, oh, my God, when something come against you, I go, hold up, wait a minute. My God shall supply all my need. Devil, I don't know what you're talking about. Hallelujah. When somebody in stores and different things don't do you right, go, hold up. You got to be glad I got Jesus and walk on the way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, you know, that word will help you. It'll keep you and it'll make you strong. It'll strengthen you from the inside out. Oh, my God. People can see you on the outside and what you got on, nice dress, nice pair of slacks, nice jeans, nice shoes. But sometimes you'll be tore from the floor. And that's when you need that word of God deep down on the inside so you can use it to help you in your everyday life and everyday walk. So you won't get discouraged in this season because a lot of people are in Lodabar right now. But God's going to bring them out. Once you hear this message, you're going to come out of Lodabar. He's going to set you on high. Set you on high where you can see the green pastures, see the cows on a thousand hills. Glory to God. And he, you know some of that up there yours. Hallelujah. You don't have to get the scraps. He's going to give you the good stuff because he said, my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. Every good gift and every perfect gift is where? From above. That's the God that I serve. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on to verse 6. Now when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, was come to David. He fell on his face and did reverence. And David said, Mephibosheth, and he answered, behold, thy servant. You know what? He was scared to death because he thought he was finna take him out. Can you imagine? Let's back it up a little bit. When he got ready to go, he had a son. His son was called Micah. He had a son, and he kissed him. He was thinking whenever that knock came at the door. Now, wait a minute. Who is this coming out here? You know? But it was coming to bring him good news, bring him gospel good news. But he was thinking in his mind, you know, oh, they finally found me. So, you know, David's king, so he's going to come, and he's going to take me out because he could do that. So he won't have heir to the throne. They won't be saying, oh, that's my throne, causing trouble. And that's what they do whenever a new king come in. They go ahead and they get rid of him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But that's not what David wanted. He was trying to find him so he can keep, hallelujah, a promise that he made unto Jonathan. And when he went, he bowed down. He was scared to death. He was thinking that was his last leg he was on. He was already, you know, his feet was already, amen, messed up. So he was thinking that was it. He said, this is it. He just gonna kill me and take me on out. Can you imagine him being so fearful? So don't get scared, hallelujah, whenever, you know, things come and knock at the door. Every knock is not a bad knock. But sometimes God be trying to get you out of a place and get you in a new place so you can come up out of loader bar, glory to God. Come up out of making $10 an hour and set you on high making $17. Ask me. He'll do it for you, glory to God. There's one person, amen, that they told some people that I know. We were just sitting around and we were talking, and they said, you know what? Said someone told me to my prophetess, you told me that I was going to be making X amount of dollars, and here I am. I wasn't making but $10 an hour, $11 an hour. And then you told me that I got mad with you. Glory to God. They said they got mad with me, and everybody was around. So they went to laugh, and they said, I would have never believed it. But here I am now making way more than I ever made in my whole life. Hallelujah. See, he brought him out of lower bar. He took him this long to get him over into a place. Oh, my God. And then he came back. He said, you know what? He said, I'm going to sow some seeds. And he starts sowing. And you know, when you get a job somewhere, you know, people will get mad, and sometimes they'll try to set you up. Glory to God. But it's something to have someone praying on your side. You think sometimes people try to get in your business, but it's not that. There are those who care about your well-being, hallelujah, who cares about your spiritual life, hallelujah, glory to God. They want you to have his best, glory to God. And you know what? I'm gonna sow some seeds. So they sowed once, and then they came back, and they sowed again, hallelujah. And then what happened? There was somebody who tried to set him up, glory to God. But God said he ain't going to let it be so. So what happened? This person, amen, glory to God, he lost his job. They lost his job because they was trying to set him up. And you see how things happen. Don't you want to serve a God like that? Don't you want God to use someone that can see and do things? Yes, yes, we can see it, and we can tell you about it, and we can pray about it. Hallelujah. But understand, your seed, it don't take care of us. Because sometimes you're going to have to give a seed, glory to God, in order to get what you need. Hallelujah. You know, if you want money, you sow money. If you want time, then that's what you sow. Well, I'm going to go over here to this place, and I'm going to put my time in over here. Hallelujah. And God will grant you time. But whatever man soweth, understand that word right there. And that's for somebody. I'm hearing you saying, Lord, this is what I need. Well, ask him, what do you need to sow to get that? Because sometimes you're going to have to come out the pocket. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. You're going to have to come out the pocket and get what you want. Glory to God. Hallelujah. No, you can't buy this ministry. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And if you're giving grudgingly, I tell you, just don't give at all, because it's not going to prosper you anything. You're not going to get anything from it. But, you know, God loves a cheerful gift. And that's where you got to be, in that cheerful place. You ought to be happy that God brings you up and brings you out. That's where we are in these last and evil days, because so much is going on and things are happening all around. Glory to God on the north side, the east side, the west side. Hallelujah. And it's good to always have someone praying on your side. Yes, God before you. Yes, and you can pray. Yes, and I hear you. That I can pray for myself. I heard you. Yes, you can. But understand, hallelujah, glory to God. He said, one could chase 1,000. Two could chase 10,000. Now tell me, what would you rather have? You rather have the 1,000 to flee, or would you rather have the 10,000 to go ahead on about their business? Glory to God. And you know, be careful who you ask to pray for you, because you want somebody that's got your best interest at heart. Hallelujah. Let's move to verse 7. And David said unto him, fear not, for I will surely show thee kindness for Jonathan, thy father's sake, and will restore thee all the land of Saul, thy father. And thou shalt eat bread at my table continually. You see right there, you see he was scared to death. He was shaking in his shoes, in his sandals. Let's think about it. Okay, glory to God. Because he thought David was going to take him out. But that wasn't a bad knock. You know, sometimes when God be knocking at your heart, telling you to come on in the ministry, come on and let do what you're supposed to do. Come on. He said, I call you out to bring you in this place. I'm bringing you out of Lodabar. You've been down there too long. You was over there doing everything you're big enough to do, doing everything you thought you could do. You're doing everything you thought you should do. He said, I'm going to bring you out, because he said, hallelujah, glory to God, he'll bring you out and he will set you on high. Hallelujah. You see right here, he was bringing Mephibosheth. Okay, let's get it right. He was bringing Mephibosheth. He was bringing him out and set him on high. So he thought he was going to kill him. But it wasn't that. That wasn't a bad knock. I know he was glad then that he answered. Just think, if he didn't answer, what would have happened? He could have missed that time. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And verse 8, and he bowed himself and said, what is thy servant? And thou shouldest look upon such a dead dog as I am. And he was talking down on himself. He said, why are you going to look upon me? But see, he made a promise to Jonathan that I'm going to show kindness to anybody that's left in your family. Because see what happened, they got him and Saul. Jonathan and Saul were killed in battle. Hallelujah. So that made David king, you know. So he said he was going to do it, and he went back to do it. How many times have you promised somebody that they're going to do, you're going to do something, and hallelujah, you didn't do it, or you should have did it, and you really could have did it, but you didn't do it. Huh. Glory to God. But did you call them and tell them I couldn't do it? You know, we need to operate more in integrity nowadays. Don't just blow it off. So, you know what? I ain't going to call them. I'm not going to do none of that and none of that and none of that. No, I'll just say, okay, or text. You know, I know a lot of people answer text quicker than they will a phone call nowadays. That's just the way it is. That's just what the world is coming to. He said, why are you going to show a dead dog like me? Because he was saying, you know, that he couldn't do nothing. He was lame in his feet. She dropped him when he was 5 years old, and he couldn't do anything. So that's why he went to Lodabar. He wasn't no good to nobody. He couldn't do no farmland. He couldn't do nothing. He couldn't. He wasn't able to do it. But you know what? By David showing him kindness and showing him that he cared. Do you show anybody that you care? You know, sometimes you may see someone on the street and they say, well, I know sometimes you have to be careful now. Really be careful. I'm just saying, be careful. Because sometimes you can go in a store and somebody may not have enough money to pay for what they got. And they're looking, well, you know what, I thought I had enough. I don't have enough. Hallelujah, you know. And you know, you're behind them. Well, you know what, I said, hold up, wait a minute. We ain't going to hold up this line like this. I'm going to go ahead on it. I take care of it. I got it, you know. And just show them kindness. Even if they don't say thank you, it's okay. You get your reward from him. You don't get your reward from them. Don't ever expect to get your reward from people. Understand, God can reward you far better than man can. So that's where you get your reward from. And if you see so somebody and they're hungry, you know, and they say, well, can you buy me something to eat if you're at a store? Then you tell them to come on in. You get your food. Hallelujah. Get what you want. And then, you know, go ahead and pay for it. Then you know that person was really hungry. So you just have to be careful and ask God to give you the discerning spirit, because you don't want to just give them, you know, money that they ain't going to do the right thing with. I'll just put it like that. Glory to God. Let's move on down to verse 9. Then the king called to Ziba, Saul's servant, and said unto him, I have given unto thy master's son all that pertains to Saul and to all his household. So he was saying everything that Saul had, he gave it to Mephibosheth. He said, I've given it to him all. So he did what he was supposed to do. Now, do you know that made Mephibosheth feel good, because he could come, amen, and bow before King David, hallelujah, and he give him, oh my God, everything that belonged to his grandfather Saul and Jonathan, so he can have something. He's going to set him on high and make him king. That's what I'm talking about. God wants to bring you out of that place, oh Lord above. He's been knocking on your door saying, come on out of there, hallelujah. Glory to God. I know a lot of people saying, well, you know what, and now because of the pandemic and everything, too much you can't find a job. But you know what? God will open up a door for you. He'll set you on high, and he'll give you what you need. I just gave you a testimony earlier of how he brought this person out and gave him some good pay. Ah, hallelujah. Good pay with good benefits. Hallelujah. And they are happy. They are really and truly happy. Although they didn't believe the word of the prophet. Hallelujah. But that's okay. They are good and happy about it. Hallelujah. Say, that's more money than I have made in my whole life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on to verse 10. Thou therefore and thy sons and thy servants shall till the land for him, and thou shalt bring in the fruits, that then thy master's son may have food to eat. But Mephibosheth, thy master's son, shall eat bread always at my table. Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. See, they were Saul's servants, glory to God. So he was telling them what to do. You know, they couldn't deny him, okay? David was giving them instructions, and he was the king. In other words, he was telling them, I want y'all to go over there and till the ground. Go ahead and plant some fruits, some vegetables, you know, some broccoli, hallelujah, get some wheat, some rice, and all these different things going on so he could have some fruit, food to eat. So I'm telling you, go over there and till the ground. Take your children with you and the servants, hallelujah, because they were Saul's servants. So he even gave Mephibosheth the servants and everything to go along with it when he gave him all the land and everything back. He gave him them to help him. Now, understand, I think about that knock. Just think about it. When God knocking at your heart trying to get you to move out and do things, hallelujah, he knocking all our heart. Okay, I want you to do this. I want you to go there and do this. I hear somebody saying, well, you know, prophet, I don't know if I hear him or not. Spend time with him. When you listen to songs, listen to what a song means. So sometimes he'll come to you through the song, and he'll open up your understanding if you ask. He said, ask and it shall be given. He says, seek and you shall find. So his word don't lie, hallelujah, because if you ask, it shall be given. And he'll give you peace. Say, well, Lord, I want to go here, and I want to do this, hallelujah. And if you ain't got no peace about it, then that means it's not for you to do, hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on to verse 11 here. Glory to God. Then said Ziba unto the king, according to all that my lord the king hath commanded his servant, so shall thy servant do. As for Mephibosheth, said the king, he shall eat at my table as one of the king's sons. Glory to God. You see right here, even though David gave him everything all back, all that Saul stuff, Jonathan stuff, all the houses, all the land. He gave him all the cars, all the money. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But understand now, I looked at this. I said, okay, Lord, even if Mephibosheth, amen, he was crippled, he did have some children. He had one, to my understanding. Hallelujah. He had a son and he had a wife. Okay? So he didn't let that stop it. He didn't. Sometimes when you get crippled and you can't do a thing, you let that stop you right there in your track. No, he kept right on moving. He had a wife and a son. So
So you can't let things like that hinder you. Glory to God. My God, my God. Ain't God good? Hallelujah. So we gave him everything to help him. He gave him everything he needed. He didn't like nothing. And then he invited him all the time to come and sit at the king's table. Also, hallelujah, glory to God. Can you imagine how he felt? He was glad that he answered the knock. So I tell you on the day to answer the knock of God at your heart. When he's knocking on your heart to come on out and come on in to the kingdom of God. You need to come on out and come on in to the kingdom of God. Glory to God. Let's move on to verse 12. And Mephibosheth had a young son whose name was Micah. And all that dwelt in the house of Ziba were servants unto Mephibosheth. So Mephibosheth dwelt in Jerusalem, for he did eat continually at the king's table and was lame on both feet. In other words, he didn't heal his feet, but guess what? He healed his pocket. Because guess what he did? He gave him everything that he needed. He gave him food. Ah, my God, my God. He gave him houses. He gave him land. Come on. God wants to give you some of those things too. But you need to come on out of Lodabar. Stop being fearful and ask him. You know, he wants to bring us all up higher. But, you know, so many times you fall in that comfort zone. Well, Lord, you know, I'm going to do this right here, but I'm not going to go over and do this because I'm afraid to go over here because it may fail. Well, guess what? Hallelujah. We don't serve a failing God. You know what he'll do? He'll pick you back up, set you back on high, and continue on down the road. That's what he'll do. So stop saying, you know, Lord, I just can't. I'm scared. Stop saying that. Said, I know I serve a God and he don't lie. No, he's the son of man that shall repent. So I'm going to move on in Christ Jesus. He's trying to bring me out of Lodabar. So I am going to go and I'm going to go wherever he tells me to go. I'm going to do whatever he tells me to do. I'm going to go over there. Hallelujah. I'm going to fill the applications out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I'm going to turn them in. Now, if you're just filling them out and they're just sitting on the dresser, that ain't doing no good. Or, you know, they sitting in the car. Some people, you know what, they in the car. I know they do a lot on phone now. They do a lot on the computers now and phones. They're just like a computer, really. And they do a lot of those things now. But some do still hand out applications because I think I've seen something that said you can get an application also. So he's going to bring you out. But don't just get it, fill it out, and then leave it in the car. What good is that going to do when he's trying to bring you up and bring you out and bring you over? And he's telling you, I want you to sow. He said, give and it shall be given. Good measures, pressed down, shaken together, running over shall men give unto your bosom. Glory to God. And it works too. People think it don't work. They think just because you come to the shows and we preach about money, hallelujah. Well, guess what? God's trying to get something to you, hallelujah, not get nothing from you, hallelujah. He's just telling you how you can get what you need when you see. Oh, I'm going to say that again. You can get what you need when you see. Glory to God. That's the type of God that we serve, hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Father, we pray, Lord, everyone under the sound of my voice have grabbed hold to this word, Lord, and they won't let it go. They'll grab hold and come out of Lodabar, Lord God, where there's no communication, where there's just dry ground, Lord God. There's no green pastures, oh God. We pray that they come up higher, Lord, and not fear, Lord God. We cast out fear, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Let them hold to you, Lord God, your unchanging hand, because we know you're the only one that's going to see them through, Lord, whatever they got to go through to get there, in the name of Jesus. Some of them lame, Lord God, and they don't want to walk right. But, Lord, we come against that spirit right now, in the name of Jesus. We say, pick yourself up by your own bootstraps and go, hallelujah. Go forth in the Lord, thy God, in the name of Jesus. And let him lead and guide you to wherever you should go, in the mighty name of Jesus. I said, pick yourself up right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for your strength, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, oh my God, that those that have a listening ear, that they hear the Spirit of the Lord on today, in the name of Jesus. Those that are sick, Lord God, in their body, we send strength to them. We send healing to them, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, we bind those spirits, Lord God, those whispering spirits that's whispering in their ear, telling them not to do it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. That's not you. You want them to prosper. You said, so well as thy soul prosper. You want their spirit to prosper, to be in good health, Lord God, also, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. They don't have to be penniless. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. We serve an awesome God. We serve a better God than that. Oh, my God. The reason some people don't come up higher, because they're fearful. They're comfortable in their little comfort zone in the name of Jesus. Can you imagine, hallelujah, that he was down there, Oh, my God. Mephibosheth, he was in that place, and he had got comfortable, hallelujah, glory to God. He thought maybe that was the way it was going to be, but he was hiding out from David, because he thought he was going to come and just knock him on off, but that wasn't what it was, hallelujah. David was coming, hallelujah, to restore all everything that he had lost. Oh, my God, my God. To set him up on high and let him know because of your father, hallelujah, because of your grandfather, hallelujah, I'm going to give it all back. You know, just think about it. My God, hallelujah. When you pray for your children. And what you do in your life, it falls down on your children and your children's children. So look how Jonathan, he showed kindness to David, hallelujah, glory to God. And what happened whenever his death came, hallelujah, and he had to go, hallelujah, and sleep with his father, hallelujah, his grandfather, his mother, and all them, hallelujah. In other words, he saw his death, but guess what? His kindness didn't go to the grave. He had to go, hallelujah, but hallelujah, he did. He left a mark. He left that mark on David so David would help his children, hallelujah, glory to God, and that's what he did. Amen, glory to God, hallelujah. So know that you know that you know what you're doing, hallelujah, in this season. Make sure that you do the right thing, because you know what? It falls down on your seed, glory to God. That's what you got to think about. My God, my God. Do you see what I'm saying? Hallelujah. He brought him out. But just think about it. Jonathan set the stage by showing David kindness. Even though his dad tried to kill him, hallelujah, he didn't turn him in. He didn't give him his dad. He didn't give him to his dad to kill. Hallelujah. Because Saul got mad. Oh, my God. He didn't give him to him to kill. Hallelujah. He helped him out because he sowed some good seeds. So then these seeds fell down on his next generation. It fell down on the next generation. A lot of times people don't believe that, but yes, they do. Whatever you do in this lifespan, just think about it. Your mom, dad, your grandmother, fathers, hallelujah, grandfathers, all prayed for you. You didn't get where you are without praying. Hallelujah. They prayed for you that God will bring you up and use you even the more. Hallelujah. So understand, make some good choices. Hallelujah. Because we in a season, hallelujah, where if you make some bad ones, it's going to follow you. And yes, I hear you. Hallelujah. I can hear you. I hear you. We all fall short of the glory of God. Yes. But you know what? You don't have to continue to do those things. Hallelujah. You do them because you like them. You do them because you want to do it. Hallelujah. Because if you walk in the spirit, you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. And that's what my word says. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. He is real. And he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. If you desire prayer, we still have a few minutes left. If you desire prayer, you can go ahead and press the 1 and I will bring you in on my prayer line and pray for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't see anybody, hallelujah, with their hand up. Hallelujah. We've already gave the sinner's prayer, hallelujah, the prayer of salvation. Just know, just know, just know, hallelujah. Hit me up on Facebook and know, hallelujah. I will contact you back. Oh, my God, because God is good and he is worthy to be praised. I'm going to go ahead. Amen. I've gave the announcements. And don't forget, hallelujah, to go and show Minister Elaine, hallelujah, Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, some love. Hallelujah. The show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget. She is an author. Her new book is to come soon. So if you have not purchased the first one,
I encourage you to go ahead on and get the first one. So that way you'll be ready. You'll be familiar. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can contact her on Facebook. She has Minister Elaine Jackson, and I think it's Elaine Jackson on Facebook. You can inbox her. Hallelujah. And she can tell you how to go ahead and purchase a book. Amen. Don't forget Apostle and Pastor on Tuesday night. Ah, powerful woman and man of God. Don't forget Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew on Saturday. Just awesome. Awesome. Don't forget to give to the ministries. Hallelujah. Because it's ministry with you in mind. You know, yeah, it's a lot of things other people could be doing, but they choose to serve God. Hallelujah. And understand, he's not going to let his servants go lack for nothing. He's not that type of God. He's not going to let them go lack for nothing. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead and give the benediction, and I'm going to get out of here. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Amen. Have an awesome week. We will see you back on next Sunday. Amen.